The best mix in the morning show, 98.3 The Coast. I'm Brittany Stiles, and here's your daily dish. A 65-million-year-old dinosaur egg has gone on display at a rock and art shop in Bangor, Maine. The shop got the egg from Mongolia. Its owner is not sure if she wants to keep it or sell it. That's pretty cool. The dating app Tinder recently partnered with Lyft to allow users to pay their dates rides home. Users are not required to exchange home addresses, which is a good thing. They simply send credits through Tinder while their date does the rest. That's pretty brilliant, actually. Twitter, testing a new conversation feature. They tweeted, "Ever want to know the vibe of a conversation before you join in? We're testing prompts on Android and iOS that give you a heads up if the convo you're about to enter could get heated or intense." But I'm pretty sure that's why people tweet, right? Like, why ruin the fun? And NBC says a Halloween costume and decoration shortage has started because of shipping issues. Many costume shops aren't expecting orders for another 4 to 6 weeks. Masks and props are also hard to find because of the shipping issues. So I hope you already have your kids' Halloween costumes figured out and your costumes. And if all else fails, cut holes in a sheet, you're a ghost, boom. Not the most creative, but it'll do in a pinch. That's your daily dish. Coldplay and Wham coming up on 98.3 The Coast, the best mix in the morning show.